Hi, welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, and energetic. Each episode is a short story about my life, and where I give live examples of what I've experienced in effort to teach and to also validate your own experience. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to episode 9. In this episode, I am hoping to answer some questions. I've gotten some questions from my episode in Past Life Regression, where I talked about reincarnation and the process of reincarnation. The question that came up was related to what happens when the soul leaves the body at the point of death and before it's reincarnated. And there are a couple of really good books that I would recommend anyone read that's really truly exploring that, where they want to understand more about the soul's journey and the process of in-between lives. There was a doctor who was a psychiatrist who used hypnotherapy. And in his process of using hypnotherapy, he was regressing people back to the root source of their trauma. And when he was doing that, he realized that he was going into previous lifetimes. Well, through his work, he decided to explore or focus his exploration more on the life between lives and regressed a lot of people and wrote the book Journey of Souls. He wrote a couple of books, and he's now passed away. But if you want more information on what I'm going to be talking about, you can certainly dive into that book. I found it to be the most reliable, more scientific-based for those of you that need that. I need that. I am a huge skeptic when someone just says, well, this is the way it is, without having an actual experience with it, which is why all of my stories are personal experiences and not just something that I've been told and then regurgitating. So, for more information on what I'm going to be discussing in this podcast, you can certainly take a look at Dr. Newton's book, Journey of Souls. So, the experience I'm going to talk about is with my own. When I first learned how to regress people through hypnosis to previous lives, the teacher that I had is actually from Denmark. And he studied under Dr. Newton. And his focus or approach was slightly different. He doesn't focus as much on the life between lives, but introduced me to the various levels after you're deceased. And it's something that I had been communicated through spirits when I was doing mediumship work or while I do mediumship work initially in the beginning, but didn't understand what those spirits were trying to tell me because I didn't have any sort of backstory. I didn't understand where they were coming from because I'd never had any exposure to the life between lives. Spirits would often tell me high-level things about, right after their soul left their body. They might have been present at their funeral. They might have visited certain people. And then they sort of went about their work. And I was like, okay. The other thing they would often tell me is the color I am, which didn't make any sense to me. I'll explain all of that. So it wasn't until there was a really significant accident within my family where two children of my cousin passed away. It was a very traumatic thing. I flew home to my family out west to be with them after that accident. And it was there that I really asked my own personal guides and the loved ones and spirit around me, what can I do? What can I leave my family with? And what they brought me to was a bookstore. They showed me a bookstore. They showed me a bookshelf. And then they showed me a book on that bookshelf. So I ended up going to this bookstore while I was visiting my hometown and found the book, flipped to the back to just get something, like, show me that this is the book. And then the storekeeper came up to me and said, "Oh, that's a really excellent book." And I didn't know what else to say except, "I know," only because Spirit had led me to that book. The book was the one that I mentioned, Journey of Souls. And I immediately took it back to the home I was staying in, which was with my aunt, and read the book. And for me, it was the validation of everything Spirit had ever told me, you know, through my mediumship work. The color was probably the most significant thing. So when I read the book, and I met with parents of the children that had passed away, I began to understand a little bit more clearly the messages that I was receiving from their children in spirit. One of those messages was very significant, and I'd only told the mother and did not tell anyone else, but that one of her children was coming back, and not just coming back in this lifetime, but coming back in the next 18 months. It was very specific, the gender was very specific, and the timing was very specific. So, of course, I relayed the message. It was difficult. It's a difficult thing to do that when someone's grieving, but they're wanting the message, and it came through, so I delivered it. But not fully understanding what reincarnation really, really was about. Even though at that point I'd had my own experiences, but when I saw my own previous lifetimes, there was huge gaps in between, you know, living the life and then returning. So to hear a spirit say, "I'm coming back in 18 months," was a little bit out of the norm for what I've experienced, even in communicating with other loved ones in spirit through mediumship. None of them were planning on returning or had any sort of schedule. So the book was really helpful in helping show me the process, and then having my own guides and loved ones in spirit to sort of elaborate. So essentially, when we have a loved one that crosses over, that process of crossing over is a layered process. Initially, when the soul leaves the body, when I'm saying this, I'm seeing the soul lift from our heart center. So imagine your loved one lying down and they take their last breath. The soul lifts from the center of the body through the heart. It's where our final release comes. And they'll often have loved ones or some sort of light being or angelic being present when they cross as a sort of transitional aid. So they're there to help explain that your body is no longer living. You are now in your soul essence or energetic form. And then teach them the ropes, sort of like your first day at school. They have a process of release. So when you are being explained, your body is dead, you are now in this energetic state, your soul state, there's still a process of letting go of your connection to your physical form. Sort of like muscle memory. Even though you're not in your physical body, you still feel as though you are. You still feel a connection to it. You still feel the emotions of having a physical form, pain and love and anxiety and frustration and guilt and all of those things. So your loved ones that come in spirit sort of help to move you through letting go. You'll see that it's really normal when, and you might have experienced this as you're listening, when you've lost someone, you'll often have a visit from them right away. Or someone that you're close to will have a visit from them and tell you about it. And it's their way of showing up saying, "I'm okay, And it's also part of their review process and letting go, like their final goodbye. I'm coming in to let you know I'm okay, and I'm releasing and I'm letting go. And they're shedding that extension, that tetheredness to their human form. From there, it's, you know, the process is not a defined timeline. For people that have lived a long time in their bodies, this timeline can be long. You could be here for a long time going through that process. Something else I've seen is that process can take longer when they've had a significant death. And what I mean by that is a death in a catastrophe, a death by murder or accident, or a death where they took their own life. Some of that reconciliation after death can take a little bit longer, which is completely normal. They still have loved ones that are there helping them. They still have these beautiful angelic beings of light helping them. And then from there, as they continue to release, they move into what I call the light. Because to me, that's what it looks like. When the soul leaves the body and they're in that transitionary state, they're still crossed over. They're still in soul form. They're still in their energetic state, but they haven't fully moved into the light. And the light can be anything. The light could be heaven. The light could be, a certain plane of existence. It could be whatever you want to call it. You call the tree outside, I don't care. But once they move from their shedding the transitionary period to the place that they'll reside for, you know, the next step, that transition is from, you know, kind of an earthbound tetheredness to their body to light. Now, it's when they move into the light that they kind of go to the next phase of existence. A lot of people will say and get confused by, well, I visit a medium and my family member still comes in to visit. Does that mean that they're not crossed over or they're not in the light? No, that doesn't mean that. If they're in that sort of transitionary state or they're in the light, they can still communicate. And they can be in either of those places for an undefined period of time, from my personal experience. I mean, if you'll listen to, I think it's episode 3, The Man in Red, he's a really good example of someone that has stayed in that transitionary state for 200 years. He hasn't wanted to go anywhere, and that's his choice. But time is not linear or has any sort of parameters on it like we have time. We track time by seeing something age, by seeing from birth to death. In spirit form, there is no beginning or end, so time isn't measured in the same way. So once the soul moves into that, from the transitionary space to light, they have a very different, I'm going to call it energetic signature. They feel very light. I realize I'm not explaining how that is very well, but it's like when you smell lilacs after a fresh rain. The air isn't heavy, it's light, and there's a small breeze, and the air is fresh. That's what it feels like when a soul's crossed into light. They have nothing but the purest, unconditional love for everyone and everything around them. They have no bias. They have no anger or frustration. They are only pure love. And that transition, like I said, can take moments and it can take a lifetime. There is no defined period for them. But once they're in that light, they do begin work. Their work shifts. So they may come in as a sort of auxiliary guide. I've talked about that regarding my father. It took my dad a year to transition over into his light body, essentially, into that light. And from that point, he steps in as guidance for me. Not my primary guide, but as guidance. And that's part of his work. And so when we transition from, you know, that transitional state after death to light, we get reunited with our soul family. And our soul family are the spirits that continue to come into or be reborn with us or around us. Your soul family isn't necessarily all the lovey-dovey people around you. And Dr. Newton talks about this in his book, and I have seen it within family members. So oftentimes I'll have someone sitting with me, and we'll be doing a mediumship reading, and someone comes in that they can't understand why they're there, who's passed away, and they'll tell me who they are. And the person sitting in front of me is like, well, I don't understand that. We never got along in life. They were extremely frustrating. We argued all the time. They did X, Y, Z to me. Yeah, that sounds like a soul family member. And when communicating with that spirit or that soul, that's usually what it is. So even though in living, we think of our family as, you know, this loving unit, your soul family is, but they're here to help you move through the life that you need to continue to ascend and grow in your experience. They're not going to be the one that comes in and provides only love to you. Not that they don't, because sometimes they do. But they're going to be the one that challenges you in life, that pushes you, that helps your growth. Now, as I'm saying that, I want you to think about those people in your life that have challenged you, truly challenged you, made you work harder, made you think deeper and do better, even though you may not see them as an asset in your life. They are. Those people that make you work harder and do better are the asset in your life because they're pushing you to live the life that you should be living. And that's what your soul family does. So when you're moved to that place of light and you're reunited with some of your soul family members, because remember, they incarnate too, you're all on sort of a journey together with your soul family. You reunite in this place of light, and that reunion can be, you know, again, for an indefinite period of time until you're ready to truly go with your master guide, because each of us has one of those, with your master guide into this place of learning with your council, who's sort of a panel of light beings, to discuss what you learned, how you grew, and what your next challenges will be. And that's when you reincarnate, is after you've decided that. Now, the process there for me, you know, Dr. Newton explains it in the book. I haven't seen beyond the council. So even though he explains it, I still have some disconnection there for myself because I haven't seen it or experienced it. And I like to keep my podcast true to my own personal experiences. So I would encourage you to do that for yourself. And if this is a topic where you'd really like to go in deeper, I would certainly encourage you to read that. So from there, I want to encourage you, as we're talking about that transition after life and answering that question, like, how long does it take and how long can I come back? Does it take me to reincarnate? You know, and thinking back to the beginning story with my family member and their child in spirit saying, I'm coming back in 18 months. They were already in the light. It was almost immediate. But if you think about that from a child's perspective, they don't have a lot to release except for the parent bond. But when they move into that place of light, they have a much different perspective on the reason and the choices they made in life. As hard as it is for us to grasp that because we see things so linear in our humanness and, you know, birth to death and all of the things in between, and hard for us to grasp that there is a future after death through our soul's journey. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and maybe think about your own soul's journey and where it's taken you. Thank you for listening. And as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.